Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle are looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for their 4th annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas, selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offerings, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com.
Well, strong end of week buying, which moved into cattle trade last Friday, expected to stimulate additional interest in both live and feeder cattle trade here this morning. The underlying support redeveloping in the complex will need additional confirmation, but if follow-through gains develop here early in the week, this should be enough to establish support levels and bring buyers back into the market. The overall pullback in the complex the last couple of weeks should be enough of a market correction to reset additional long-term buyer activity, with June live cattle futures trying to build on $112 levels. On the hog futures, they're expected to remain sluggish in a narrow to moderately mixed trading range here this morning. The overall lack of support in the complex last month created overall uncertainty in the entire market, although traders still look for potential to move additional pork into developing export markets through the upcoming year. The lack of developments in the latest round of trade talks with China, as well as increased tariff levels that went into place on Friday, is making it hard to imagine that China would actively step in to purchase large amounts of pork in the near future. Now, wheat markets are weaker to begin the week following row crops, but also trying to price in larger wheat production in the U.S. Additional rain seen for eastern hard red winter wheat production areas in the coming week, which should all but finish crops there. The USDA's estimate of hard red winter wheat production at 780 million bushels looks light compared to the average guess of 767 million bushels and 662 million bushels a year ago. The corn prices are trending easier this morning following a lower open last night, with the bearishness of Friday's USDA reports still hanging over the market. Some market participants were disappointed USDA did not reduce their estimate of 2019-20 yield due to delayed planting across the Midwest. And the soybean futures are sharply lower this morning, reinforcing the weakness posted Friday and trying to close lower for the 12th session in the last for the 11th session in the last 12. We're going to check your futures here in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures: June live cattle up 50 cents, 112.45. August up 130 at 108.90. May feeder cattle up 137, 137.62. August up 235 at 146.82. June hogs down 32 cents at 89.67. July's down 22 cents at 90.75. Kansas City hard red winter wheat: July's up down 10 and 3 quarters, 387. September was down 10 and a half at 398. The Chicago wheat: July was down 4 and 3 quarters at 424 and 3 quarters. September was down 4 and 3 quarters at 433 and 3 quarters. July corn down 1 and a half, 351 and 3 quarters. September down a penny at 361. July soybeans down 3 and a half, 809 and a quarter. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.